Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the founder, the executive director, the mastermind behind the SLMA, Jim Overmeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul. Very nice introduction, as always. I hear it's 100 degrees, 110 degrees, 120 degrees in Santa Ana, California.
What's going on down there? way too hot. This is when those the winds change direction and they blow in from the desert rather than in from the ocean. So the whole thing gets turned upside down here.
Well, I'm in the far northwest, 2 miles from Canada. The sky is clear. Eagles are flying over today. The ducks are in the pond. All's right with the world in Linden, Washington. Well, let's get started our program. Our producer for this program and occasional commentator is Paul Roberts. This is a live program. All past programs are available as podcast replays from iTunes, Stitcher, Funnel Radio, the SLMA radio site, and the B2B podcast directory. Now, the subject today, Paul, and you can jump in anytime because I know budgeting is something that you like to talk about, is can your marketing people execute revenue accountability in 2018? Let's face it, folks, it's budget time. And this year may be different for many marketers as expectations of marketing revenue management have increased substantially. We're going to talk to two very important people today, Sam Melnick, VP of Marketing at Alacadia, and Kevin Joyce over at the Pedowitz Group. Now, since the publishing of Debbie Gagish's book, The Revenue Marketer, and she's part of the Pedowitz Group, the thought that marketing is not only responsible for demand generation and product marketing, but it's also marketing is responsible for the revenue has caused both elation and fear in the marketing suite. In this interview today, Kevin and Sam will discuss the major changes in planning and marketing operations that are taking some people and some companies by surprise. Now, Sam is the VP of Marketing at Alacadia. He's the leader in marketing performance management software, managing over $20 billion in marketing spend to date. That's a big deal. Kevin Joyce is CMO and Vice President of Strategy Services with the Pedowitz Group. He holds a unique combination of marketing skills, sales experience, that helps companies to bridge the gap between sales and marketing. Last year, he was named one of the SLMA's top 40 most inspiring leaders in lead generation. Welcome, gentlemen.
We are. Thank you very much for having us. It's great to be here. This is Sam.
Okay, Sam and Kevin, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks very much.
Great. I know we're gathering people from all over the country here, so talk about this. Now, this kind of started with an October 3rd press release that said that Alacadia, did I pronounce that right, Sam?
Yeah, it's Alacadia. You got it.
Okay, good. And the Pedowitz Group had entered into an agreement, to take a look at this whole revenue management stream. And so let's talk a little bit about that. You said in the PR release that you had a fresh and dynamic approach to planning and budgeting. What did you mean by this press release and by this partnership?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for having us. This is Sam. We're really excited to be here. I think in terms of the partnership from Alacadia's perspective, first of all, working with a group organization like the Pedowitz Group, who's really renowned within the B2B marketing world around how to approach marketing as a whole, and particularly looking at revenue marketing is just a great opportunity for our organization. When we talk about taking this fresh and dynamic approach to planning and budgeting, so if you think about it, every marketing organization is working towards more efficient planning, more impactful execution, and really that's because today every dollar that we get counts. If you think about it, the CFO or the CEO is writing a large check to marketing. We're often spending it on program or discretionary dollars, but sometimes we struggle to answer some of these core questions like how are we actually planning to deploy these dollars? Once you're in kind of the year, how does our spend compare to plan? How do we are we over or underfunded? And then what tactics are driving those revenues? So when you think about taking a fresh and dynamic approach, it's important to figure out ways to connect your investments to your plans, to your results, and then ultimately all back to the business strategy so that you're no longer in silos, so you're no longer in spreadsheets, so you can measure that revenue impact, that ROI. And we're working together, you know, with Petowitz to help marketers across the, you know, across the world do that. So, Kevin, I don't know
but if Sam, you can add Sam, to that.
Go ahead.
Sam, let me interrupt you here. I'm in marketing. I'm the creative guy here. I'm not responsible for revenue. The salespeople are responsible for revenue. If they don't follow up leads, it's not my fault. I do as much as I can. I give them as many inquiries as I can. I give them as many qualified leads as I can. But they're not following up. It's their fault. So don't look to me for revenue. What do you say to that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's an important point. I think a couple things. I think that falls heavily on the marketing leadership and the marketing organization to build that bridge between marketing and sales. So whether it's a creative person, whether it's a demand gen person, whether it's advertising, whomever you are, that your actions, the dollars you're spending, the plan you're executing on, it rolls up to that plan that the CMO or whomever in marketing leadership has put in place, has collaborated with the entire marketing organization and has got buy-in from sales so that once marketing executes on their, of course, perfect plan, sales takes the ball and closes the gap there as well. So it's about trust as well and making sure there's that alignment, that agreement, that kind of shared, you know, vision, for lack of a better term.
Well, I'm in 100% agreement. I think marketing should be held accountable for the branding dollars, for the demand generation dollars. Companies are spending anywhere from 1.5 to 3% to 20 to 25% of their yearly revenue on marketing, and it's about time the marketing managers got off their butts and actually made an effort to prove the return on investment. Now, you mentioned this. Why is this a whole new ball game for marketing operations? Is it marketing operations' responsibility to prove the return on investment?
Let me jump in with this one. This is Kevin. I think the first thing you got to recognize is that accountability has been on the rise for marketing in the last couple of years. And so now you have, according to Gartner, 70% CMOs being held accountable for a P&L. And so there's greater pressure than ever to do this. And then secondly, you add in their ability to actually measure stuff, their ability to actually attribute what they're doing to revenue is down around 14%. So there's suddenly recognized this huge gap between what they've been held accountable for, what they're actually able to prove. And that really is what one of the things that drove Allocadia and Petowitz Group together, because we had complementary skills and services that actually helped solve this problem of accountability. And to your earlier point, Jim, the sales, you know, doing the closing of the deals and marketing saying, well, I gave them the leads, really marketing can measure that. We can have a service level agreement with sales, and it is our responsibility to prove that what we're doing is going straight to revenue.
Okay. I'm in 100% agreement, something I've been fighting for too many years. Seems like we keep training new generations, and they just keep going back to the same mistakes. But I really think since the publication of the book Revenue Marketing, I think that was, and there's been other books, but this one is right in your face, Revenue Marketing. And then companies like Allocadia, it's their job to go out and help companies prove their return on investment. This marketing performance management idea that I think it's finally taking hold, that this is part of the job description. Now, before we start talking about this five-step model for operationalizing your process and the planning for revenue accountability, can you give me a definition of some of the acronyms you use, SPB and M and MO-LED and MPM? And
go for it, Sam. Absolutely. Kevin, do you want to jump in with the SPB and M, and then I'll follow with MPM?
Done. So the SPB and M is sales planning, budgeting, and management. And the first three are obvious, right? So we get to this time of the year, and we talk about, planning and budgeting. The last one, management, is not that obvious, because this is not a one and done. You don't just do your budget, you know, send up all the spreadsheets and be done for the year. You actually have to have the ongoing management of the budget, the tracking of where you're spending and what results you're getting, and the continuous adjustment, right? This is agile marketing now being applied to the whole strategic planning, budgeting, and management process.
Good. Good explanation.
Yeah. And I
sales planning, budgeting, and management. It's about time sales managers were held accountable, as well as the marketing management staff. We're not just talking about revenue. We're talking about how they manage these people. What about, was it MOLED and MPM?
Yeah, so from MPM, it kind of tangents off of or carries off of that management that Kevin just talked about. So MPM is marketing performance management. And similarly, so, you know, if you think about marketing today and you think about MPM, it's, you know, each marketer, we've got two jobs that we're doing. We've got to do marketing, essentially the execution, and run marketing, which is really the strategy. So if you think about doing or execution, that's anything that the customer sees. It's the automation, marketing automation, it's ads, it's content, it's events. It's all that stuff that marketers are like checking off on a daily basis. And then on that run side, so again, that strategy side, it's what's going on behind the scenes. It's the planning, the investment, the measuring to determine what should I do next. When you think about marketing performance management or MPM, that's how companies are running marketing. So marketing performance management, MPM, is really how are you running marketing? How are you planning, investing, measuring, and determining what to do next? And, you know, both at Petowitz and Alicadio, you know, as we've talked about this, the best companies, the most successful companies, often this is led by marketing operations, and often they're making both of these acronyms part of their strategic initiatives, their strategic approach to how they're taking on marketing.
Okay, and MOLED is marketing operations led leadership or led.
Yeah, exactly.
This all should be marketing operations led. Boy, if I were to get into companies today, if I were new in the business, if I were coming up through marketing, my goal would be to control marketing, and that would be the marketing operations function. It's controlling the tools. It's controlling the software. It's controlling the input and the output. It's controlling the plan, and it would be a wonderful, glorious job to have in marketing today.
I think I would just add to that.
Go ahead.
It's controlling the efficiency and the effectiveness, right? Why do we deploy any technologies? It's to increase productivity, and it just makes sense for marketing organizations to have one group that is doing things to make them more efficient, more effective, to measure outcomes, to plan the budget incomes, to do the reporting, to manage the technologies that all of them need. Because digital, all of these things cross all the former marketing silos, and to have that one operations function that drives all of that, as well as managing the cross-functional budget process, makes total sense.
I think that if there's any better job in marketing operations, God kept him for himself. I think that's the greatest title in marketing today. I think it's wonderful for people to take on that role, and I know the big companies are doing, the small companies are coming along. We've been speaking with Sam Melnick, VP of Marketing Alicadio, Kevin Joyce, CMO and Vice President of Strategy Services at the Petowitz Group. We've been tackling the subject, can marketing people execute revenue accountability in 2018. When we come back, we'd like to talk about this five-step model for the sales planning, budgeting, and management. Paul, over to you.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at Validar.com.
In a world where the speed of innovation and change in B2B marketing has never been greater, the only thing bigger is the need for clarity, for a blueprint, for a guide to what's really working and how to apply it specifically to increase sales pipeline growth, velocity, and conversion. That's what you'll find in the Modern Marketer's Field Guide. Download it free at HeinzMarketing.com.
All right, and one last thought we want to pass your way here. You've heard it before. We're going to pass it on again here because many people have found that, you know, we're all relying on a CRM system. And, well, it's basically a love-hate relationship. It's something that we just don't want to work with very well. And you're probably paying for features that you don't even use. So if that's you, it's probably time to simplify. Go check out goldmine.com. And after you do, we want to mention one more. If your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, there's a book, Predictable Prospecting by best-selling author Mary Lou Tyler, in which she shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and predictable revenue growth. You can get started right away turning your sales organization into a sales machine by downloading free sample chapter. See if it works. Try it out. Mary Lou Tyler, just like it sounds. MaryLouTyler. MaryLouTyler.com. Predictable Prospecting. All right, back to Jim and his guests.
Aren't those wonderful sponsors? They are great people to help us with this program.
They really are. And good products, too. You know, I can't tell you, we've had people write in about the book, and certainly Goldmine, that's a classic. So
yeah, Mary Lou Tyler, she's a sharp lady. She's been on the program before, and I like her book a lot. Well, we've been talking to Sam Melnick, VP of Marketing at Alacadia, and Kevin Joyce, CMO and Vice President of Strategy Services at the Pedowitz Group. And we've been tackling this subject, can your marketing people execute revenue accountability in 2018? So we've got some definitions having to do with S, P, B, and M, and which is sales planning, budgeting, and management, and MPM, management performance, marketing performance management. And now we're going to talk about this five-step model. I don't know which one of you wants to step forward to volunteer for this one, but what is this five-step model that you've been talking about to prove the value of marketing and to manage revenue from a marketing perspective?
So this is Kevin. I'll take the first step at it. Really, if you think about the steps in strategic planning, budgeting, and management, they're broken into two distinct groups. There's the planning phases, and there's the managing phases, because it's not a one and done. And so in the planning phases, there's three steps, really. There's the facilitating alignment, getting all the groups within marketing and actually getting marketing and sales and some of the other functional groups within the company aligned as to what are we going to do next year? What are the overall goals? Because marketing is now taking a revenue goal, as remember, just as well as sales. So we all have to align. Where are we going to go? New products, new markets, new geographies, and so forth. Get alignment, and marketing ops can facilitate that alignment. The second step is to mediate a pro forma consensus, and a pro forma, right, is a statement of profit and loss. So it actually forces the marketing mentality into thinking about not just where am I going to spend all this lovely budget they're giving me, but what sort of revenues am I going to influence or produce as a result of spending it, and break it down based on the things I'm doing. And that's a change for a lot of marketers to actually have to think that way. And then the third step in the planning phase, of course, is to broker the shared KPIs and publish the plan, right? Everybody says this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to measure our success in those areas. And it's very important to have those KPIs and have them measured periodically, because step four is going to be to track and actually measure them in an ongoing monthly, quarterly basis. And step five is to adjust what you're doing. Be agile. You don't make a marketing plan that's all 12 months and locked in stone. You're actually going to be agile, and you're going to adjust, and maybe one group gives up some budget for another group to take it, because that's what's best for the firm.
I can understand step one, facilitating an alignment. I even hesitate to say that. Stumble over saying it. But I can see that, because you have to have it happen. I can look at brokering the KPIs, and I can understand the other phases we can get into and see what Sam has to say about it. But how does the average marketer predict the revenue that's going to come from their programs and predict from a demand gen? I know how to do it. But how do you recommend the average marketer do this part of it, so when they're on the hook for revenue, they've got a fairly good idea what's going to be coming in?
So I'll take this, Sam, and you can jump in afterwards, if that's okay.
Go for it.
I think the first thing you have to do is, you know, it's like navigating, right? You can navigate your car by looking out the back window. You can look out the side window. And finally, you can be predictive and look out the front window. You absolutely have to establish the historical trend looking out the back window. So you're going to be able to make some predictions based on that model. Looking out the side windows, looking at your current pipeline, looking at what's going on and what's currently happening. And once you have both the back window view and the side window view, you can have predictive modeling, and you can make predictions. You look at what worked last year, what worked the last 2 or 3 years, and you have to look at things larger than just in isolation, right? It's very hard to just look at one single marketing tactic and attribute that to a whole bunch of revenue. You're going to have to look at things collectively, and that is a skill that marketing operations brings.
Yeah.
We've got some formulas on the SLMA site that allow people to predict the return on investment for their lead generation programs. Is this the kind of program that you suggest using, that they can actually look at what's our closing ratio, what's the qualified lead level, and put in and predict the return on investment on those leads? I know that if I go into a company I know and create a lead generation program, 45% of all the inquiries I create are going to turn into a sale for someone in 1 year, 26% in 6 months, 10 to 15% in 3 months. I know that for a fact. I've done it in research. I've proven it in the books. It's a fact. So once I knew that 45% would turn into a sale for someone, then I just had to look at the average sale price, take a look at my average closing ratio, and I knew about how many inquiries and raw leads I have to predict for the coming year. Is this what you're talking about, Sam?
Yes, I think that's a huge portion of it. I think it's that understanding of what are the historicals, what are the inputs, what are the constants. I think where you get to the next step in that is what are the variables outside of your control, or what are the variables that are going to change from year over year, quarter over quarter. And if you can start looking at that, whether it's around, you know, you're expecting a channel to hit diminishing returns, or you're expecting a new product to deliver at a higher level, then as Kevin, I love the kind of car analogy that Kevin used, then you can start looking out the front window as well. But I think what you just explained is probably, you know, if we get 90%, you know, if we get all marketers doing that, then the marketing profession and the marketing industry would certainly see an uptick.
Well, you both have explained it well for me, and you've answered the questions, and you haven't shied away from it. We've only got a couple minutes left here. Unfortunately, I'd like to do another program on this, having you two come back and discuss the problems of doing this. And by the problems I'm talking about, what do you run into that stops people from being accountable, and how can you overcome that? But as a final here, Kevin, how can someone reach you, and can you give us a paragraph from the Pedowitz Group? And Sam, same thing. Can you tell us how someone can reach you and give us a paragraph on Allocadia?
Sure. People can reach out to me, Kevin@PedowitzGroup.com. That's simple. Or look me up on LinkedIn. I'm in Portland, Oregon. Pedowitz Group, we actually help people transform how they do marketing. We transform it from being a cost center to a profit center, and that naturally means that they're going to start looking at doing marketing operations, deploying technologies, implementing processes, implementing reports and analytics, changing the type of content marketing they're doing so they can become customer-centric instead of product-centric. All of those things comprise what we call revenue marketing, and transforming from being a traditional marketer or just a lead generator to being a revenue marketer is what we do, and we tend to do it, you know, close to the technology, but with a lot of marketing smarts as to what works for demand generation and how do you measure the value of it.
Excellent. I've got great faith in the Pedowitz Group. I've been associated with you for many years, watched you. You've been a sponsor for SLMA. Thank you very much. Sam, tell us quickly. You've got 1 minute left, and then we've got to go on to CRM Radio.
All right.
How does someone reach you, and tell us about the Allocadia?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Twitter at Sam Melnick or sam.melnick@allocadia.com. And then, of course, you can go to allocadia.com to check us out. So Allocadia helps marketers gain the confidence into where to spend their next dollars. We're a cloud software company based in Vancouver, Canada. And we help marketers get control of their investments and budgets and manage them, and then tie those investments and dollars back to results to measure ROI, understand what's working, what's not, and determine where they should spend their next dollars. And we call ourselves a marketing performance management software company.
Boy, you really make it easier for marketers to be able to use your program to give us the message, show us where you've been and where you should be going in the future. You two are a great team together. Thank you very much for coming on today. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and we've got a program coming up, CRM Radio. Lars Hegelson, he's going to talk about the five things he's learned in business and life. Paul, over to you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Once again, you've been listening to the SLMA Radio Show, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show.